This is Danny Wozencroft from the Seven radio station speaking to Peter Jones, the spokesperson for the TikTok campaign, who fought to get Wellington's Millennium Clock back in Market Square.
It's something that the whole town was keen to see the clock back. We want the whole town to be able to join in the celebration and say, welcome back.
It's been quite a long journey, hasn't it, to try and get to this point?
It certainly has. Started this off in April when we realised the clock wasn't going back in the square, and it's taken us until now to get it back, so it has been a long time.
Must be quite a good feeling across the town now.
Oh, there is, and we bumped into a lot of people in the square, and they're absolutely over the moon and delighted, and of course our campaigners couldn't be more thrilled. And I'm so glad the council are behind it now, and we've got the clock back where it belongs.
For those reasons, would you be expecting quite a few people at the celebrations on Saturday then?
I would hope so. We got over 6,500 signatures for the petition to put the clock back. Now, considering most councillors, when they're elected, the parish councils get 400 odd votes if they're lucky, that's a huge number of votes from the people of Wellington. So I think there was a great amount of strong feeling for the clock. So hopefully, yes, we'll see a lot of people there.
What sort of events have you planned for the celebrations on Saturday?
We've got some music, some people from the town band, the Wellington Town Band, playing at 11:30 onwards. The town crier will be there to rally everybody and get everybody in. The councillors and the mayor and the leader of Telford and Wrekin Council will say a few words. And then we shall have maybe a hand around the clock or a joint pulling of the cloth to formally unveil the clock and welcome it back. And then a local group called Kerosene are going to entertain us in the afternoon. So we've got some balloons and little giveaways for the kids. So it should be a nice day.
The original clock was installed in the year 2000. I believe there's some similarities to the original unveiling.
Originally it was the Millennium Clock, and the mayor at the time, Councillor Mary Lewis, she unveiled it, and our town crier announced it in. Well, they're both going to be there. Percy Simmons, our town crier, is going to do his announcements again, and Mary Lewis will also say a few words, so that's really nice.